Outback Midwife, written by Beth McRae with Charlotte Ward, and read by Caroline Lee. A few weeks after Eva's birth, I was asked to a phone interview with the Northern Territory Department of Health to discuss a position as a remote area midwife in a community called Menangrida in Arnhem Land. Its population was a little under 3,000, and of those, 90% were Aboriginal. Although the interview via a teleconference was nerve-wracking because it was with five people, all from the NT Department of Health, it seemed to go well. I was convinced that this was the job of a lifetime, so I was on tenterhooks about the outcome in the days that followed. A friend in Wodonga had lived in Menangrida, working with Aboriginal women on a community development employment program, printing fabrics, and she had found the whole experience life-changing. She told me about some of the wonderful relationships she'd developed, working alongside many of the women, going with them to art exhibitions in Darwin to display their work, and learning about their culture. When she heard about my interview, she told me I'd love it there, and that I had the right temperament to be working in an Aboriginal community. I really didn't know what she meant by that, but it encouraged me, especially since Diane had said the same thing. A week later, I was offered the position. I accepted it on the spot. This was all I had hoped for and more. What a wonderful opportunity to go and live and work in this unique corner of Australia, to get back to basics and really practice my craft firsthand. And I certainly got my wish to find somewhere remote. Menangrida is 500 kilometres east of Darwin, on the north coast of the Northern Territory, completely cut off in the summer when the rains come, and non-Aboriginal people needed a special permit to visit. Now we had to break the news to Lauren and Claire that I'd accepted a job 4,120 kilometres away. By now, Claire was managing well with Eva, and it was reassuring that Lauren, who was working as a travel agent in Wangaratta, lived close by. But that didn't stop me from feeling guilty. "What are we going to do without you?" Lauren asked, as we spent an afternoon washing and folding laundry at Claire's. "We only just got used to having you around again." "We're not dead," I laughed. "We'll be back,"